Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
There is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free. And things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country. And there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good night, everybody, and thanks
That's
for joining
it.
Us. Yep, we're done. You can't beat that fantastic opening by
Reed Hagen.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully done. Welcome to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. This is a paranormal radio show where we'll be talking about everything from ghosts and goblins and things that go bump in the night to UFOs, Bigfoot, Loch Ness, and all types of different mysteries. Thank you very much for tuning in on AM 1470 KLBB and also on darknessradio.com. My name is Dave Schrader. I'm the host here of Darkness on the Edge of Town. And with me, as always, my co-host, Tim Dennis.
Don't forget Board Monkey.
Oh, yeah,
Board Monkey. Yep.
This evening, we've got a fantastic show planned out for you as our first kickoff show. We've got a very good friend of mine, great guy, and I'm sure if any of you are in the know about the paranormal, you all are familiar with the TV show Ghost Hunters on the Sci-Fi Channel. And with us, if you'll take a moment to welcome Mr. Jason Hawes. Jason?
Yeah, Dave.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
Dave, I'm fine, but I'm getting wicked Latin music coming through.
Oh, hold on just one second, Jason.
Well, we like to entertain the guests.
That's interesting. Let's do this. Huh. Okay. I don't know why he's getting Latin music. Can you still hear us, though, Jason?
I can barely hear you, Dave.
Okay, why don't we... what we'll do is we'll...
put him on hold.
Put you on hold here for a second. We're going to fire off a commercial, and we'll be right back with you, Jason. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show.
Riveted to the edge of your seat? Good. There's more to come from the Darkness on the Edge of Town.
I'm Teresa from White Bear Lake, and I needed to refinance my home and do it fast. I contacted a lot of mortgage companies that made promises and commitments that they just couldn't keep. Then I was referred to Keith Troutman. Keith was knowledgeable and worked fast. He listened to what I needed, and within 7 days, we closed on my loan. Other companies promised to save me up to $500 a month. Keith, however, found a program that was right for me and saves me over $1,300 a month. I would recommend Keith Troutman and Tri Minnesota Mortgage to anyone.
Thanks, Teresa. This is Keith Troutman, president and owner of Tri Minnesota Mortgage, and no matter what your situation is, we're here for you. We locate financing programs other brokers cannot. Most lenders use 10 to 20 investors to fund their loans. We have a national investor base of over 70 that ensures you'll get the best loan program available to meet your needs. Call me today at 952-223-5000. I know I can help. Right now, with qualifying loans, we are sending you on a 7-day cruise for two. Certain restrictions apply. Check out our website at cruiseatclose.com for more details. Or call 952-223-5000. That's 952-223-5000.
This is Dave Schrader from the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. Each week, we delve into the web of the unknown and deal with a lot of scary subjects. But nothing makes my blood run colder or scares me more than dealing with technology. That's why we turned to the experts when we wanted our website for the show set up and maintained. In the studio with me is Don Raleigh, owner of Evolve Systems. Don and his exceptional staff were easy to work with and made setting up our site a breeze. Don, what is it that sets you apart from other web developers?
Well, Dave, we make your business visions come to life by creating, maintaining, and hosting all of your internet needs. We do this by listening to our clients. We offer programs and price plans to fit any budget. And Dave, I mean any budget. Call us at 651-628-4000 and put us to work for you.
Call Donna Duvall Systems, 651-628-4000. I did, and I couldn't be happier with the results.
That's because we take the ugh out of technology, Dave. Call us today at 651-628-4000 or visit us on the web at www.evolve-systems.com. Serving the entire United States. That's Evolve Systems, helping you to manage change. Cheers.
2006 is here, and for many of you, another year has passed without treating you and your loved ones to a much-needed getaway. Rocky Shores Resort has just what you're looking for. Join owners Jerry and Kim Pipp at their family-themed resort that offers a heated outdoor swimming pool, volleyball court, playground, spacious lodge with games and activities for the whole family and more. With 6, 2, and 3-bedroom cabins that are affordable, comfortable, and fully furnished, and 12 seasonal RV sites, Rocky Shores Resorts is perfect for a private escape or for a family reunion. The resort are located on the east shores of Bowstring Lake in the heart of the Chippewa National Forest. Here you can relax and enjoy nature in the Great North Woods, experience dozens of area attractions, and get hooked on some of the best northern perch, panfish, bass, and walleye fishing in northern Minnesota. Call 1-866-878-0101 to book reservations or check out their website at rockyshoresresort.com for more information. This year, don't ignore the call of the wild. Embrace it and enjoy yourselves. That number again is 1-866-878-0101. Rocky Shores Resort is open year-round. Call today.
If you read Taps Power Mag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. They don't want that. Taps Power Mag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters, to the latest trends in technology, the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at tapsparamag.com.
In the Amityville Horror, the ghost told them to get out the house. White people stayed in there. Now that's a hint and a half for your ass. A ghost say get the out, I would just tip the out the door. They walked and looked in the toilet bowl with blood in the toilet.
Hey, so that's peculiar.
I would have been in the house and said, oh, baby, this is beautiful. We got a chandelier hanging up here, kids outside playing. It's a beautiful neighborhood. Ain't got nothing to wear. I really love them. This is really nice. Too bad we can't stay, baby.
We're the type of guys who would have stayed just for the extra company. Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
Welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. This is Dave Schrader, and hopefully in a second we're going to be able to bring in on the line Jason Hawes from TV's Ghost Hunters. I hope he's done lombardying. Do you think there, Tim?
I hope so. Jason, are you there? Jason?
Jason Hawes, are you with us? Interesting.
Interesting.
Well, what we'll do in the meantime is I'll introduce ourselves here real quick and tell you a little bit about the show and what we're hoping to bring to it. Opportunity to check out our website at darknessradio.com. You'll see that we have a great lineup of guests that'll be coming over the next, next 13 weeks here. We've got everybody from Rosemary Ellen Guiley that'll be joining us next week. And Rosemary is also a friend of mine, really a great author, a fantastic person. She's a speaker, a teacher, involved in psychic and paranormal field. She's written over 30 books relating to just about every version of the paranormal you can possibly imagine. Just a great lady, very experienced, and she's willing to share her ideas with us. We're also going to be covering with her things like dreams. And if you have some crazy, funky dreams and you want to know what they're about, you can give a call in, talk to us, and hopefully Rosemary will be able to answer some questions for you and interpret your dreams. We'll also be able to talk about vampires, werewolves, ghosts, spirits, Wicca, just about anything that you can imagine. So get your questions ready and you can email them in early. I do want to thank everybody that emailed their questions in for Jason, and hopefully we'll be able to get him on the air here in a minute so that you can talk to him and we'll be able to pass those questions on to him. My name is Dave Schrader. I'm a resident here in Minnesota. My co-host, Tim Dennis. We've been working in the field of paranormal for a very short time. I've had a very interesting past with the paranormal, and that's kind of what got me involved in doing the radio show. Tim was good enough to come on board with me, and as you'll find out, he's more of the skeptic than I am. I'm a little bit more of the Fox Mulder wanting to believe that everything is as creepy as I hope it is, but he'll hopefully rein us in, and I do want you to feel free to call in and share or email us questions. Tell us about your experiences and things that you're involved with and things that have happened to you in the past as well. So we will have that open and available to you. With the experiences I've had, everything from visitation from my grandmother when I was very young all the way through to the birth of my son when she visited us again. And I've just had some fantastic opportunities like that. And again, that's kind of what cued me in. Now I'm getting the sign from across the room.
Again,
yep, I'm still getting a little bit of the Lumbata music, Jason.
Are you still hearing it, Jason?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Now I am, yeah.
Can you still hear us?
I can hear you guys very lightly.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll speak up for you a little bit if you don't mind still answering some of the questions for us here while we can. We'll try to figure out the technical difficulties. Can you hear me, Jason?
Very, very lightly, Dave.
Okay.
Now I can hear you, but it sounds like the music is on a break.
Yeah, we're going into a slower Lumbata mix, I think. Well, Jason, thanks a lot for joining us tonight.
Oh, anytime.
Show. And, you know, it's kind of crazy as, you know, kicking off the first show, I guess we had to experience a little something paranormal in the studio here, right?
Yeah, Latin music. There you go.
Hey, I wanted to know, now I know that you're very reluctant to share with everybody, and I know everybody's first question to you is, what got you involved in the paranormal? What kind of experience did you have? Now, I know that that's something that you hold very near and dear to your heart and you don't really like to share, but I was wondering if you could tell us a few other things, like how old you were when you had your first paranormal experience.
Yeah, I was about 18, 19 when I had my first paranormal experience. It was, from there, it was, it just made it a passion. I never believed in the paranormal until I had my experience. And after that, I just wanted to understand how it was possible, you know, for things to exist outside of the realm that we're used to.
Sure.
And, you know, I hooked up with a group that was about 2 hours away from me, 2.5 hours away from me, and, you know, for a good friend of mine, John Zaffis, and I worked with him for a couple years until finally I wanted to start something more local. And at that point, I started Rhode Island Paranormal Society, and, yeah, we did. We were a small little group, just a bunch of us used to go out and check out local cases and so forth.
How old were you when you started doing that?
When I started Rhode Island Paranormal, I was about 20, 21. And from there, we created a website, and we just started getting cases from all over the East Shore. So we decided to kind of change the name to suit what we were handling. So we changed it to the Atlantic Paranormal Society. And we never expected it to blow up into what it did.
Sure.
But it really took off.
Well, what made you decide? Now, when you started doing this, did you do it with the intent of, hey, I want to go out there and I want to help people that are having paranormal problems? Or were you doing it more for yourself to investigate and get answers for yourself?
Well, actually, you know, it's funny. I got involved with John and stuff because he helped me out because I had a problem. And so my intention on that was, of course, to learn as much as I could, but then it was to be out there helping out those people who felt kind of lost there for a while, just like I did at that time.
Sure.
So, you know, we went out and we started helping people at no charge because we're free of fee. We don't accept any money. And it's just, you know, it's a great feeling being able to help somebody through something.
Right.
You know, and I can remember one of our, you know, our inhuman case that we had worked on. It was one of our first inhuman cases we ever worked on. And when we showed up at this lady's house, she was in tears. She was seriously terrified. And, you know, we spent 3 days with them up north, up in Maine. And by the time we left, her whole attitude had changed. She was enjoying herself, laughing with us, hanging with us. You know, and it took many times going back to that house before we finally resolved the issue. But, you know, it was just, that's a great feeling, being able to help somebody who really, you know, is terrified.
Now, you brought up a term there that some people that are relatively new to ghost hunting or into the paranormal may not understand. We've all heard the term ghosts and phantoms and specters, poltergeists, things like that. But what separates a ghost from an inhuman?
Well, there's different categories. There's human and inhuman spirits. Inhuman spirits are things that have never walked the earth in human form, being demons are considered inhuman, and angelics are considered inhuman. You've got elementals, which the pagans used to believe as nature gods, little 3-foot-tall troll-like creatures. and so forth. And then you have your human-type spirits, which are me and you after we pass. That would be, if we're trying to communicate, that would be an intelligent-type haunt. Residual-type haunt is a human-type haunting, but it's really not a haunting. It's just the energy's trapped in something. So it's playing itself over and over again. It's doing the same thing the same time, once a week or once a month. But it's really not that there's a spirit there trying to make contact. It's just, it's constantly replaying itself.
So it's, that's one that's always kind of confused me. I mean, is it, it's almost like a videotape loop that just keeps playing over and over. Do you have any theories? I mean, what are the main theories out there and how these things get trapped almost in this time loop to just keep playing over and over? And is there a way to disrupt that to
Well, I can barely hear you, but usually, usually what it is, you know, the personal witness, the sounds of somebody walking up the stairs every Thursday in between the hours of 12 and 1 at night and so forth, that's how you can determine that's usually a residual type haunt. And when it comes to residual type haunt, there's, it's not like you can communicate and ask the spirit to leave. Yeah, the energy, it's the energy from whatever, you know, whatever happened, whether it be a traumatic death or just traumatic circumstances, it's trapped in something. So, you know, and you find a lot of those over in England. It's pretty notorious over in England.
With the residual?
Yes.
That are just trapped in there? Okay. We do have an emailed question in here, and hopefully you can hear me. And everybody, I do apologize if you're getting the sound from Jason's phone call with the Spanish music. I really appreciate Jason sticking with us here and answering these questions, and I apologize to everybody that has to listen to the music in the background. But Stephanie Hatton, the co-director of Perix Research Foundation, wrote in a question for you, Jason. She says, as a huge fan of the show, she's interested in knowing what your ethical or religious questions have been, with being a paranormal investigator. What type of questions has it raised for you?
I heard something about religion there.
Okay. What she wanted to know, she's a huge fan of the show, and she's interested in knowing what ethical or religious questions has being a paranormal investigator raised for you.
Well, you know, there's many religions out there. I myself, I'm not a very religious man. I do believe in a higher power. When it comes down to it, it really doesn't affect me religious-wise, as those it might affect in a group who, you know, have their solid belief system. So, I'm sorry, man. I can barely hear you, Dan.
Yeah, I can tell that. I'll tell you what, Jason. I have an idea here if this might work. Since I know people can at least hear you on this line, would it be possible I can call on my cell phone while we're doing this so that at least you can listen to me ask the questions on the cell phone? And while you're answering on the regular phone, they'll still be able to hear it come through. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that's fine. If you want to call my cell phone, go ahead.
Okay, I'll do that. That way, like I said, they can. That way you can hear the questions I'm asking.
All right, thank you, Dave.
Yeah, just give me 1 second, we'll connect here to you.
This is guerrilla radio at its finest.
Again, we apologize, everybody. Okay, great. We've got now Jason can hear me actually ask the questions, and you guys can all hear him actually answer. So we'll keep working on it and see what we can do to get everything else fixed. That I think you basically answered her question, but just to kind of reiterate it, she was interested in knowing if any ethical or religious questions have popped up for you being a paranormal investigator now.
Really, when it comes down to it, there's been no religious, you know, of course there's always the question, what happens after you die? You know, most religions talk about heaven and hell, but very few of them talk about purgatory. So, that question's always there, and you wonder why somebody's actually left behind or stays behind. But, no, when it comes down to religion, you know, like I said, I'm not a religious man. I do believe in a higher power, don't get me wrong by any means, but it's just, I really have had no religious questions pop up.
Okay, fair enough. Out of all the years that you've been doing this now, I know when I had the opportunity to see you at Penn State Conference, you guys had some really great evidence that you were able to share. What would you say, is it either from the show or previous experience, what would you say is the best paranormal evidence that you've been able to collect in all the years that you've been doing this?
Well, we have a lot of evidence that, of course, we can't show just due to prior to the show, everything was confidential. And, you know, when we respect that totally. But we've caught other things. We've caught people actually getting scratched right on camera. We've caught some objects moving, very similar to what we've caught on TV. You know, voices, audio voices. We worked on a case in New York City one time, which, of course, really, I can't get into too much detail on, but while we were there, we caught a name that came off in a voice, in an EVP. And upon further analyzing it and so forth, we ended up finding the journal from the homeowner who had lived there previously. And he was involved in organized crime. But in his journal, he had actually wrote this lady's name. It was a woman that he was having an affair with. And she came to him and told him that she was pregnant. So he ended up, resolving that by killing her and throwing her down the well in the basement.
Wow.
So something like that, of course, that was pretty solid evidence.
I would say so. Now, did you, this year, you actually were able to show in the beginning of season two what looked to be a full body apparition in the bottom of the old morgue. Is that the first time that you've caught an apparition either on camera or that you've seen in person?
No, actually, we've caught other things. We've caught what appears to be apparitions at other homes. They've just been before the show, so of course they fall under the confidentiality. But, you know, that's the first one we've ever caught for the show, and I think that was a great piece of evidence. I know a lot of people try to tear it up and, you know, so forth, and like to think it was Grant. But we tried everything to try to recreate the reflection, to try to do anything we could to disprove that. We were kind of limited.
Oh, I understand. And actually, I thought it was a fantastic piece of evidence, too. For those of you that might not have seen it, watch Friday nights right now. They're still replaying the show on Friday nights. Is that correct? On the Sci-Fi Channel?
I'm not sure if they're still replaying it right now. I know that they were through December. You'd have to check the Sci-Fi schedule on the sci-fi.com and see exactly when they're playing it.
Right. They caught what was a phenomenal look. Oh, I think we got the music killed there, Jason. Can you hear me a little better now?
Oh, my God. That's perfect.
All right. Great. Well, I'll hang up so we're not killing your cell phone, too.
Not a problem.
And there then we've go. Got you just on the regular line. Let's thank you, Tim, for finally getting it fixed for us here. And again,
you're the man.
Sorry about that, Jason.
Don't worry about it, Dan.
Yeah, it was a fantastic piece of evidence. And like the others, I will admit, now, you know, a lot of people have, because you and I are friends, think that automatically I take the side of Taps and that everything is golden. And as you know, as we've had discussions, I also like to ask and break down what I've seen because, you know, to me there were views of it that looked like maybe it was Grant looking down at the monitor like you guys had assumed. And we covered a few different ways with that. You know, I think what's funny with the paranormal, as I'm sure you know from your many years of experience doing this now, is that, you know, when you have somebody, whether they believe passionately or disbelieve passionately, it's very hard to veer them off either way.
Well, exactly. And I think that you can tell just from the website and the people that we are, Dave. You've known me for a long time.
Right.
I'm an honest individual, and I try to walk the fine line between, you know, the scientific aspects and the paranormal. And even on the website, we list, you know, scientific explanations for many things and the non-scientific. You know, I'm never going to push my beliefs on anybody, and I would expect the same from them. Just like when it comes down to a skeptic, you know, I'm not going to push my beliefs that there's something out there to a skeptic. Hopefully they won't push their beliefs on me, but you know what? Let's meet in the middle and try to solve it all together.
I totally agree. That's what I really love about the show and also with working with you, because in the past, I know I've got to say, and this, you know, it comes off like promoting you guys and kissing some butt here, but the thing that I've really enjoyed about you guys doing the show is, and I know so many of the fans feel this way, is how approachable you make yourselves. You answer emails.
I'm a plumber out of Rhode Island, you know what I mean? This is me. It's funny. I went out and I met up with some friends tonight that I haven't seen in years, and I showed up in Newport, Rhode Island, and the guitarist from this band at a nightclub, you know, saw me, and, you know, he watches the show every week, and he started talking about it right over the mic. Well, of course, the whole bar gets silent. Well, you know, I walked up, I met the guy, I talked to him. This is me. I'm an everyday person. You know what I mean? Just because I'm on TV doesn't make me any different than anybody else. The fans are the ones who make the show a success. I can make the best show in the world, and if nobody's watching it, it doesn't mean anything.
That's true. Well, we'll be right back in a few moments here right after we pay some of the bills at the station with guest Jason Hawes from TV's Ghost Hunters on the Sci-Fi Channel. You're listening to The Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Would you like to contact a loved one who has crossed over to the other side? Do you worry about your own health issues or those of a loved one? Are you curious about your relationships or your career? If any of these questions have crossed your mind recently, then this is an experience that you cannot miss. Come join me, Jessalyn Devereaux, on Saturday, January 7th, as I host the Meet the Psychics, Meet the Healers Day at the Minneapolis Learning Annex. Just go online today to www.professionalangel.com to register and find out more. Renew yourself with this day that's sure to inspire miracles and change your life. The day is filled with seminars, psychic readings, and spiritual healing sessions. Everyone who attends will receive a free complimentary mini reading, so go online today to www.professionalangel.com or call 651-208-6452. That's 651-208-6452.
Women today are busier than ever, making it harder and harder to take care of ourselves. I'm Robin Leverton, owner of Ciao Bella Permanent Cosmetics in Brooklyn Park. We specialize in beautiful, natural-looking eyeliner, eyebrows, and lip color. We provide professional and personalized service in a sanitary environment. When you choose Ciao Bella, you are guaranteed the gentlest method available. I'll work with you one-on-one to help you achieve your desired look. We offer a full, rich color palette that will accentuate your natural beauty. If you have allergies to conventional makeup, suffer from hay fever, watery eyes, or the embarrassment of little or faint brow color, and you want a look that will stay fresh all day, every day, then we have the perfect solution for you. Time is a rare commodity, and with Ciao Bella Permanent Cosmetics, we help you take control of your time by giving you a low-maintenance, fresh appearance that you will love every day. Book your appointment by January 31st, and you will receive a 25% discount. You deserve to look your best, and at Ciao Bella, we want to help you. Call 612-306-4961. That's 612-306-4961.
Jeff Rusterholtz with Edina Realty understands that the housing market is changing, and he's prepared to work with you to put together an aggressive plan to ready your home and help you sell quickly. It's Jeff's goal as your full-service real estate agent specializing in the Twin Cities to provide you with superior service at all times. His local expertise and extensive real estate experience will benefit you whether you're serious about buying or selling a home. By taking time to really listen to your needs and desires, Jeff Rusterholtz with Edina Realty will help you find the home of your dreams. And if you're selling a home, his real estate expertise and many effective marketing programs will give you the exposure and edge you need to sell your home quickly and for top dollar. Jeff prides himself on providing unparalleled service, and he looks forward to developing a long-term relationship with you. Visit him online at movewithjeff.com for more details, or call 651-690-8479 to get started on securing your future. That number again, 651-690-8479.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If it weren't for ghosts and aliens, these guys wouldn't be getting any action at all.
Yeah, baby!
I threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Welcome back to The Darkness on the Edge of Town with Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for tuning in on our very first episode of Darkness on the Edge of Town Radio. With us from the Ghost Hunters TV show, the sci-fi runaway hit, we've got Jason Hawes, the co-founder of the show, and Taps. Are you there, Jason?
Yes, I am.
Great. Hey, we've got some questions here. I want to make sure I can get worked in because we've got some listeners out there that have emailed in some great questions I'd like to cover.
Okay.
Sparrow, you recognize her from the Taps bulletin board.
She's a sweetheart.
Yep. She writes in, has a little bit of a story she wants to share and a question. She says, generally speaking, the encounters that she's had with the paranormal are things that she's heard and rarely things that she's seen. But about 4 years ago, she was one of two people who witnessed the materialization of a shadow person right in the middle of a busy chiropractic office. It was one evening in Danbury. The figure, which she estimates to be about 5'7" to 5'10", walked through the reception desk as her friend, a physical therapist, and she were chatting, and they were both looking in that direction. Then it seemed to realize that it had been spotted, and it moved with this inhuman speed to its left and then ran right through the wall into what was the doctor's office. Her friend actually ran in after it, thinking it, you know, to be possibly real. Neither of them thought that what they saw was a ghost in that sense. And her question to you, Jason, is, what's your knowledge of shadow manifestations, and have you ever experienced or captured anything of this nature on your equipment?
Well, yes, I have. I've caught a couple shadow apparitions. My feeling of shadow apparitions are, I know there's some websites out there that talk about them being inhuman or negative by those means, and I don't believe they are. What it is, my belief is that different spirits have different amounts of energy. Some can manifest themselves to great deals where you can actually get all details, and some can't. For whatever reason, I don't know. But my beliefs are that a shadow person or shadow apparition is just that. It's a spirit that's trying to manifest itself, but it cannot, for whatever reason, provide enough energy to manifest itself wholly.
Okay.
So you're only getting a partial image of it.
That makes sense. So it's more... But this one seemed to actually notice. I mean, do you think that there's maybe more of an intelligent thing out there that's kind of interdimensional? I mean, that's almost what it sounds like to me.
Well, if you think about it, a couple of the strange things that we have caught, like Eastern State Penitentiary for one, It was a black mass, a short black mass. We also caught something very similar when we were in Savannah, Georgia at the brewery. You know, so for whatever reason, it's not a full-body apparition like we were able to witness at Eureka Springs, Arkansas. Just when it comes down to it, my belief is that it's just not powerful enough to manifest itself wholly, but it seems intelligent because it's moving around a lot of objects that where a residual, if you took a house and you redid that house and you put a wall where there used to not be a wall, well, a residual is going to still walk through that wall because as it remembers it, there was no wall over there. But an intelligent, and a lot of times the shadow type of hauntings that you see have a tendency to go around, so they're able to experience that. They're able to witness that something's in front of them.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for the question, Sparrow. Another listener we have, Gnarly God from AOL, emailed us with the following. He'd like to know if the Sci-Fi Channel has ever forced you guys to edit out any material. He doesn't know how liberal Sci-Fi Channel is, and he was just wondering if there's ever been any evidence edited out that, in your opinion, was really convincing and should have been left in as part of the show.
You know, when it comes down to sci-fi, people need to remember that they're the TV station that shows the show. They have really no involvement in the editing of the show and the creation of the show. So no, they never pressure us to add things in or to take things out. The show, the first season that we did the show, it was a great hit for them. It was a really big step up for sci-fi, and they were very impressed with it. So they've left, you know, everything that goes on with, you know, of course, Taps and the production company that follows us around. So, you know, Sci-Fi is a great company, and they've been 100% there if we need them, but they stay out of...
They don't interfere
with anything.
Actually, and I've had this question asked quite a few times on the boards that we've all been a part of. Once a show is aired, has there ever been any evidence that you presented that you found out, you know, maybe it was something other than the paranormal after the show is aired?
No, we haven't had that, but we have had cases where we've caught some EVPs, and then, of course, after the show airs, over the weeks later that you're still analyzing some of the footage or some of the evidence or even some of the audio that you have that gets sent back to be aired on TV. Of course, you know what I'm talking about with the audio packs,
right?
And so forth. Sometimes the audio guys out there or the editors will pick up a voice or a sentence and they'll send back, but at that point the show's already aired and it's tough to get it in there. But there are cases sometimes of them catching things on their own equipment that we don't find out until after the show.
Now, is that something maybe we can look forward to as a special feature on the DVDs?
Well, I know there has been talk about some of that stuff, so yeah, very possibly season 2 DVD, you might see a few of those.
Oh, that'd be great. I know as a fan of DVDs, I love the special features and the extra bonus stuff, so if there's anything you guys can do, I think I speak for a lot of watchers out there that would love to see or, you know, hear more of the evidence that was picked up, you know, that you guys didn't even know about until after the show aired. That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Now we've got a question from Marge Jewel Leonard. She emails in and says, how many hours are spent on average sifting through videos, EVPs, and other evidence? And she says, I know that we only see a fragment of the show. It must be a very extensive as well as an exhausting task.
Well, is she referring to production's end or our end?
I think more along in the lines of your end. She says, on top of the initial investigation or time at the site as well as travel time, you guys just amaze me with genuine excitement that you always have on each investigation. I know it's nowhere near as easy as you guys make it look on the show, and she wants to thank you guys for doing such a fantastic job and letting us know that you know, we're not all crazy for seeing and thinking we see what we see out there.
No, well, you got to remember that a lot of times, you know, we'll be at a place 2, 3, sometimes 4 nights investigating. Now, out of that, they've got to cut that down into a 43-minute segment. So, you know, of course, they aren't able to show everything. And sometimes it only looks like we've been at a place 4 or 5 hours, which it's far from the truth. But when it comes down to the evidence, we've got 3 or 4 days of constantly running footage that Steve, Brian, Dave Tango, Dustin, everybody's got to sit down and go through. And these guys will be in their hotel room for days on end watching this footage. And, you know, Steve might watch 6 or 7 hours the DVD system, and then he'll switch to audio and Brian will take the DVD. That way they're not wearing themselves out. But there's a ton of footage that those guys go through, and they have my utmost respect on that.
Yeah, they're fantastic on it.
And you got to remember also that on an average, you're filming, you've got about 4 camera guys going at all the time. And on an average week, they're getting about 200 hours of footage each. And it takes 2.5 weeks to film one episode. So you're looking at 500 hours of footage that gets sent back to L.A. for them to edit and turn into a show.
Wow. That's a lot of stuff for them to go through, huh?
We're really boring if they can only pull 43 good minutes out.
Now, do they, just as an aside to that question real quickly here, with them doing that, I know a lot of times they end up showing you guys having fun and you know, acting screwy. Is it more of a serious nature when they're actually doing, or are they just kind of hamming it up for the cameras?
What do you mean, when they're analyzing evidence?
Yeah, I know when they've, you know, a lot of the complaints, I should say, people that seem to be bothered by that part of the show on the fan boards all seem to mention that it's bothersome, that they look like they're joking around and not paying close attention.
Well, you know, most of the time when they're watching the evidence, they are. But, of course, there comes, you know, a few minutes here and there that they might goof off with each other, which kind of drives me crazy because, you know, you got to think it just takes a couple seconds for something to happen.
Right.
You know, but
they're a victim
again,
of editing.
Well, you know, the thing is, then again, how many hours can you stick these poor guys in front of monitors watching stuff before they crack or they need a little outlet?
That's true.
So, you know, I understand that, you know, they got to have some fun. And, of course, the cameras that are rolling on them are going to pick what the editors or the producer believes is the best part to show on the show.
Sure, entertaining. They don't want to show the boring guys just sitting around.
Well, you know, how much fun would it be to just see Brian and Steve just sitting in front of a monitor staring at a screen? You know what I mean? I'd prefer to see Steve try to drink water and pouring on himself and all that good stuff.
That's true. Well, we'll be right back with a few more questions for Jason Hawes from the Sci-Fi Channel's Ghost Hunters right here on the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show right after this.
Tri Minnesota Mortgage was founded on one simple principle, to be your complete mortgage resource. Keith Troutman and the experts at Tri Minnesota Mortgage will assist you with all your needs. They've built a reputation for client satisfaction and are devoted to making the mortgage process as easy as possible. You get to work with a broker that understands your needs. Finding the right loan is only the beginning. Tri Minnesota Mortgage will assist you every step of the way to ensure smooth sailing with personal one-on-one help. I'm Dave Schrader, the host of Darkness on the Edge of Town. When I bought my new home, I turned to Keith Troutman to help me. He made what could have been a very stressful time easy and painless. He was considerate and realizes that this is more than just a job to him. It's the future for you. I recommend them to my friends, and I'm happy to recommend them to you. To take the first step to a financially free tomorrow, call 952-223-5000 or visit them on the web at cruiseatclose.com. For a fresh start, no matter what your current situation, call Keith at Tri Minnesota Mortgage. That's 952-223-5000. As Keith says, it's your money. Keep more of it. That's Tri Minnesota Mortgage, 952-223-5000.
Howdy, this is Don Raleigh from Evolve Systems. Evolve Systems can't help you lose weight. We don't know anything about diamonds, and we can't help you save a boatload of money on your car insurance. What we can do is help you with your merchant processing. We work with small businesses to provide credit card processing, debit card processing, gift cards, and check acceptance. Whether you need a point-of-sale system, a credit card terminal, or want to accept payments over the internet, Evolve Systems will work with your small business to find the right solution for your merchant processing needs. Ask us how you can get a free copy of QuickBooks 2006. You can reach us at 651-628-4000 or on the internet at www.evolve-systems.com. Now you have a friend. Well, not yet, but give us a call at 651-628-4000 and we can chat. Evolve Systems, where we help you to manage change. This is Don Raleigh. Cheers.
2006 is here, and for many of you, another year has passed without treating you and your loved ones to a much-needed getaway. Rocky Shores Resort has just what you're looking for. Join owners Jerry and Kim Pipp at their family-themed resort that offers a heated outdoor swimming pool, volleyball court, playground, spacious lodge with games and activities for the whole family and more. With 6, 2, and 3-bedroom cabins that are affordable, comfortable, and fully furnished, and 12 seasonal RV sites, Rocky Shores Resorts is perfect for a private escape or for a family reunion. The resorts are located on the east shores of Bowstring Lake in the heart of the Chippewa National Forest. Here you can relax and enjoy nature in the Great North Woods, experience dozens of area attractions, and get hooked on some of the best northern perch, panfish, bass, and walleye fishing in northern Minnesota. Call 1-866-878-0101 to book reservations or check out their website at rockyshoresresort.com for more information. This year, don't ignore the call of the wild. Embrace it and enjoy yourselves. That number again is 1-866-878-0101. Rocky Shores Resort is open year-round. Call today.
If you read Taps Power Mag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Taps Power Mag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at tapsparamag.com.
Try not to fall asleep. We'll only give you nightmares. Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
Thank you very much for tuning in this evening to the Darkness on the Edge Town radio show. Our very special guest is from the Sci-Fi Channel TV show Ghost Hunters. With us, we have Jason Hawes. Welcome back, Jason.
Hey, thanks, Dave.
We had one more question we've got here that I'd like to get to from one of the listeners that emailed it in. And we also are going to open up the phone lines, so if you'd like to call in with a question for Jason Hawes live, you can give us a call at area code 612-375-1400. Again, that's 612-375-1400. Question we have here is from Stacy, and the question she has is, how often do you find that people, or find haunted people versus paranormal that's confined within a home or building? She says that she has a friend who has had something follow her to 3 separate residences over the last few years, and although it's not harmful, and a lot of times it's helpful, she says it's almost comforting, she wonders how unusual this is. She's witnessed a couple of the occurrences at about 2 or 3 of the homes, and she also wants to say that thanks for your time. She loves Ghost Hunters and keeps up the great work.
Well, thank you very much, but
when it comes down to it, we've witnessed a lot of times that actually hauntings have revolved around people in general. For whatever reason, it's tough to say. You know, it could be somebody from their life in the past and a person just hanging out. You know, we've seen many cases where those people, of course, they've moved and the haunting has followed them. You know, this is possible. The thing I would recommend when it comes down to it is to contact somebody who, of course, isn't going to take her money and run, but somebody who's possibly sensitive, who might be able to communicate, and see if they can make communication with the spirit and find out why it's been following them.
Have you ever found, maybe on one of your investigations, with the haunting of an individual, that maybe the ghost that you're picking up at the person's home or the spirit might actually be attached to one of your own team members as opposed to the home that you're investigating?
Well, I haven't actually run into that situation yet, but, you know, we did do a case where a lady in Upton, Mass. Had been followed to two separate homes. But then again, when we were there, we come to find out that she was becoming sensitive. And it was funny, we had her in the attic, and we were talking to her, and she was talking about, you know, some issues that had been going on with her husband. And we had the IR cameras on her, and all of a sudden, where I say most orbs are dust, trust me on this, just orbs appeared everywhere as she was getting upset. And the minute she stopped getting upset and changed the subject, it totally slowed down. So what it appeared to be was she was almost like a lantern in the woods where that would attract the bugs or the moths. She was just giving off whatever kind of energy that these spirits could see, and they were coming to her house.
Wow. That's crazy. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, that's just amazing that so many people have that kind of pull that they can actually draw people in.
Well, I don't think it's really the pull. I believe it's more the energy that they're giving off is what's attracting the spirits.
Okay. We actually have a caller on the line. We've got Jennifer on line two with us. Jennifer, are you there?
Hi, Dave. It's Bondo from the boards.
Hey, Bondo. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Great. Jason, can you hear Bondo okay?
Yes. How you doing, Jen?
Hi, honey. How are you?
Good.
Okay,
well, you had a
I have
question?
To turn this down because you probably have feedback.
No
there
problem.
We go. Okay. I sent in a question, and I wanted to know, because I've talked to Jason many times and I never get around to asking him this, what would he like to see TAPS do or contribute to, you know, the paranormal world? What would be the one thing that he would like to see come out of, you know, what they are doing?
Well, I think there's a lot more than just one thing. First off, I'd really like to see TAPS bring credibility to the field and, you know, put it in the mainstream, bring where the show has gotten so many people interested. You know, we've got people from all walks of life, scientists, FBI, Secret Service, doctors, lawyers. These are all professional people. We start bringing these people into this field, and everybody can work together to try to figure it out, to try to understand it. And also, you know, TAPS, we're doing this show, and I think one of the greatest things about that is people are realizing that there's places that they can get help for their issues, and that it's not going to take them opening up their checkbooks, you know, because we're there to help.
That's great, and I do appreciate that. Thank you very much for the call, Jennifer. Jason, we got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show.
We're taking calls for our guests right now at 612-375-1400. The darkness is closing in. Be sure to get your question in quick.
Would you like to contact a loved one who has crossed over to the other side? Do you worry about your own health issues or those of a loved one? Are you curious about your relationships or your career? If any of these questions have crossed your mind recently, then this is an experience that you cannot miss. Come join me, Jessalyn Devereaux, on Saturday, January 7th, as I host the Meet the Psychics, Meet the Healers Day at the Minneapolis Learning Annex. Just go online today to www.professionalangel.com to register and find out more. Renew yourself with this day that's sure to inspire miracles and change your life. The day is filled with seminars, psychic readings, and spiritual healing sessions.
Everyone who attends will receive a free complimentary mini reading, so go online today to www.professionalangel.com or call 651-208-6452. That's 651-208-6452.
Jeff Rusterholz with Edina Realty understands that the housing market is changing, and he's prepared to work with you to put together an aggressive plan to ready your home and help you sell quickly. It's Jeff's goal as your full-service real estate agent specializing in the Twin Cities to provide you with superior service at all times. His local expertise and extensive real estate experience will benefit you whether you're serious about buying or selling a home. By taking time to really listen to your needs and desires, Jeff Rusterholz with Edina Realty will help you find the home of your dreams. And if you're selling a home, his real estate expertise and many effective marketing programs will give you the exposure and edge you need to sell your home quickly and for top dollar. Jeff prides himself on providing unparalleled service, and he looks forward to developing a long-term relationship with you. Visit him online at movewithjeff.com for more details, or call 651-690-8479 to get started on securing your future. That number again, 651-690-8479.
If you want to listen, it's your funeral. Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town.
Welcome back, and thank you. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. We've got to take two more calls here real quick. We're going to have to make them quick calls because we are coming up to the top of the hour and the end of the show. On line three, we've got Don with us. Don, are you there? Don? All right. I guess we might have lost Don. I guess on line two, we have Sheena. Sheena, are you with us?
Nope, this is Don here.
Oh, hey, Don. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Great.
Hey, Dave, the question I've got for Jason is, do most of the spirits, most of the things they run into, are they human, or are sometimes they run into animals, and how often does that happen? And I'm going to hang up and listen.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
All right, I barely heard him, but I believe I caught the whist of it. Pretty much most of the actual hauntings that we're dealing with do appear to be human-type haunts. But we need to remember that over 80% of the cases that we go on, we're able to dismiss. We have run into a few cases that they've been animal spirits. People who have lost their cats or their dogs who have witnessed, them run by in their house. But we actually did a case out in Charlestown, Rhode Island, where there were reports of numerous people had kept on seeing deers, actual deers that they were able to see through that had a tendency to be glowing sort of bluish at night, would be along the side of the road. We were never actually able to catch any of those on any of the cameras we were out there with, and we had gone out there numerous times.
Glowing deer?
Yeah.
Were you actually investigating by the North Pole?
I didn't say reindeer, Dave.
Oh, okay.
No, no, actually, and it's funny because where these reports were, deer were hit all the time because it was right on a main road. So I don't know with the credibility on it all, but numerous people, had contacted us about it.
Great. Well, thank you very much for the question. Don, on line two, we've got Lisa. Lisa, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Great. Well, thank you for calling. And what's your question for Jason?
Well, Jason, have you thought about maybe going to Europe or perhaps England in a future episode?
Yeah, we've got a lot of plans of going overseas in the upcoming episodes. We're looking more towards doing that in third season. The show is actually airing now in 11 or 12 different countries, England being one of them. And it's doing really well over there, and there's a lot of requests for us to come over and check it out. I would love to get over to England and so forth, because if you don't have a haunted house in England, you're kind of the strange person on the block.
Yeah, exactly. Lisa, thank you very much for the question. And if I can get you to stay on hold, I'm going to have our phone screener take your information. We've got two autographed copies of Tapps Paramagazine first issue. We're going to send you out a copy autographed by Jason Hawes. And thanks for your call and listening tonight.
She's on hold.
All right. Jason, with that question, I know you just mentioned something about a season three. Have you gotten any word yet on season three?
Well, the show's done really well. First season did excellent. Second season actually made Sci-Fi number one on Wednesday nights, and it also was the top-watched reality show on cable. So that's just a great thing. So, of course, there's already talk of, hey, how these 10 episodes go. If they go great, automatically start right into a third season. So we'll have to see. You know, of course, that's up to the viewers and Sci-Fi.
Do you know when the second season, the last couple episodes, are going to be airing now?
Well, I'm hearing that they're supposed to start mid-February. I'm really not 100% sure on that. That all comes down to the programming. Because they're trying to stick another show with us, which, you know, if everybody who's watched the show knows, first season, the shows that they stuck with us were Proof Positive and Scare Tactics, and both those shows had very low viewership, so they canceled them. Well, second season, they stuck us with Tripping the Rift and Master Blaster, which, again, had very low viewership, so they've been canceled. So
basically you're saying if you really don't want your show to succeed, make sure to put it on right after Ghost
Hunters. Yeah, put it with us.
Excellent. Good job. So when are they going to just sandwich a three-hour block for just Ghost Hunters?
There you go. You know, hey, we'll do the reality show and also do a drama series.
I could see the next game show. Do you want to be a paranormal investigator? You guys will be on right after. Well, I wanted to thank you very much for your time with us tonight, Jason. I know time got cut short with the garbled junk at the beginning of the show, and love to have you back once season two, the second part of the season, kicks off, if that's okay with you.
Dave, so, I'd love to be back anytime.
Great. Well, I appreciate that, because we'd like to get some tips and questions. I know we have a lot of other questions here we weren't able to get to this evening, but we want to thank you very much for joining us. Jason Hawes from the Ghost Hunters television show on the Sci-Fi Channel. It'll be back on Wednesday evenings, and right now I believe they're replaying it on Friday, so keep your eye peeled. I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. Thank you for joining us, and I'd like to thank all of our sponsors this week. Tri-Minnesota Mortgage, Jeff Rusterholtz with Edina Realty, Taps Paramag, Jesselyn Devereaux at ProfessionalAngel.com, Chow Bella Permanent Cosmetics, Rocky Shores Resort, and a special thanks to Evolve Systems for their excellent work on our website and design and helping to bring this broadcast to you all listening on the internet. Visit them on the web for all your internet business needs at evolve-systems.com. Join us again next week with our guest, Rosemary Ellen Guiley. Thank you very much for listening. And until next week, this is Dave and Tim saying goodnight, and we hope to have you join us again on The Darkness on the Edge of Town. You're listening to AM 1470, KLBB, Brooklyn Park.